O, 10 žura.
A je?
Je.
Papadaj.
Ob zadnjem znaku je bila ura 10. Majda, čast.
This story is called Why We're Drinking Kozel Tonight. And it starts about almost 2 weeks ago now. We went out on a Friday night. I can't remember where we went. Where did we go that night when the exciting thing happened the next morning? We went out and drank some beer, obviously just beer, and got back at about 3 a.m. and she went to bed. And then I was awake, obviously doing something important, like, I don't know, reading an important book or rolling a big cigarette, I don't know. And then I heard a noise, probably. I don't really remember, I was quite drunk. I think I heard a noise, so I went to investigate in my pyjamas, so like boxer shorts and just pyjama shorts, no, nothing warm. And then whatever the noise was had escaped, but I got locked out of my apartment. Fortunately, I'd left the door open and the window open, and my girlfriend was in bed asleep, so I assumed buzzing, knocking, anything would get me in. So I knocked quietly, you know, neighbours downstairs. I had a new neighbour. When she moved in, I took her a present, like saying, hi, and a letter in Slovenian and English. Hi, sometimes I'm noisy, I'll play guitar. Tell me if it's too loud. You know, I'm a good neighbour. And I buzzed quietly, knocked quietly, 6 o'clock, buzzed, held it for like 10 minutes, knocking quite loudly, 6:15, very cold, shivering. Then I found a cup.
Without
sapatia or anything. And I found a cup like through the window to my balcony. So I threw it, like reaching through. I threw this cup into my apartment. It smashed everywhere, thinking this will definitely wake her up. And there I am at 6:35, buzzing and ringing. And then I have to go all the way down the 3 flights of stairs every time I want to buzz the door. So I'm down there buzzing the door in the cold outside, shivering. And 2 policemen come. I think this is perfect. Police know just what to do in every situation ever. And the police explained they were there because my neighbourhood called them, because she was worried about the intruder in the building. They then went to speak to her, even though I said, you know, I live here, this is my name and everything, look, it's on the sign. They said, where is your ID? And I said, oh, my identification, it must be in the apartment. Where are your clothes? In the apartment. Where are your keys? Well, if I knew that, officer, if I knew where my keys were. So they went and spoke to my neighbour, and I went with them because I didn't want to run away like a criminal would. And she has a lovely dog, and the dog came out and talked to me, but she thought I was a murderer at that point. So she's going, come back, dog. And I'm like, no, please, the warmth. And anyway, they explained they tried to open the door and agreed with me, yes, it's shut, and then asked me again, where are your keys? Why won't your girlfriend wake up? And when they said that, I kind of went, I don't know why she won't wake up, I'm quite worried. And they said they would call a man and he would come and open the door for me. It might be expensive, it's Saturday morning, and it was like 7 o'clock, so I was very cold and I hadn't slept yet, and it was the Olympia game that day, the big game in Valencia. I needed my beauty sleep to look good for the cameras, and I don't play, obviously, I just watch. But anyway, and then they called the man, and he took like an hour, and I'm waiting on the street for him, so he knew which door it was. And he came in and he looked at the lock and he said, oh, where are your keys? In my apartment. Where are your clothes? Same answer I gave the police. And then after he tried the trick with the credit card and the paper and the pulling the door really hard, you know, the ones they teach you in school, like in locksmith school, he said, I have to drill a new lock in, like put a hole in. And I was like, fuck it, the whole neighborhood's awake apart from my girlfriend now, so you may as well do that. And then he did that, and after I went in I had to wake her up, and I'm like, I'm really angry and it's not your fault, but just deal with it for 10 seconds and I'll explain. Why do you sleep? This is my girlfriend who needs earplugs when I like watch TV in the other room or something, and I was buzzing for over an hour. And the reason we're drinking Kozel is because it's 120 euros to get a new lock on a Saturday morning in Ljubljana. And that's my learning curve for the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Močna je, močna.
Jeste, jeste.
Majda, dej še eno.